Welcome in. Thanks for being with me. Brian Mazurowski on WBEN. Joe, you'll hear from later this afternoon on WBEN. Happy to have you here on a Monday morning. And it's it's that feeling that we've become a little bit used to, playoff week, where it doesn't have the novelty that it did a few years ago, right? We're no longer walking around with the shirts, you know, party like it's 1999, right? We're not like hanging the banners just yet on City Hall, although maybe they are. But it's still exciting. We're still getting ready to play Miami in the playoffs. Talking about the Bills, of course, after, what an incredible game yesterday. I have to tell you, I am glad, although I would have liked to see, you know, Pittsburgh or someone that I felt a little bit more comfortable about beating up on in the first round of the playoffs. I'm glad it's Miami. I'm calling it right now. This is the revenge game for 1999. The 1999 revenge game. I'm still holding on to that grudge. I don't know about other people. I think other people are holding on to grudges longer than mine when it comes to the Dolphins. But mine goes, I never liked them. They're, you know, stupid green teal uniforms and all. Ugh. I never liked the team. But 1999, do you remember that? They beat us in the first round of the playoffs. That game was in Miami. They beat us in 99, and I was 9 years old. So this was right at about the time that, you know, you're 9 years old, like 9, 10, between like 8 and 12, to me, like that's your formative, you remember that stuff. Between 8 and 12, you know, if you're a sports fan, like those are the years I think kind of stick with you. And it certainly did with me. 1990, I'll never forget, you know, they beat the Bills in the playoffs, and then you hear the story, what happened after the game, and Jimmy Johnson, the Dolphins, stomping on the boxes of Flutie Flakes. And even though they apologized after, I have never forgiven the Miami Dolphins, or any of them, for that in 1999. So this, to me, like, finally you get your revenge. We've played them a million times in the year, you know, 20 years ago. Right, in the 20 plus years that have passed, but not in the playoffs. Not in the playoffs. This is the revenge game for that in 1999. I was calling it. I called it yesterday. I'm gonna. What jersey do you wear? I'm wearing my Flutie. That's what I kept thinking of. And I'm glad that it's Miami, and you get that right. Ah, you get that revenge. For 99. Yes, I am holding on to a 23-year grudge. Thank you. I'm glad I get the opportunity to turn it around. So I'm looking forward to that. What do you think about that? Do you hold those grudges? Miami is like the hated team for the generation above me. And then my generation is supposed to be like New England's the hated team, or that's been the team for the past 20 years or so. I never, I've said that before. I've never really got there with New England. It was just never that much of a rivalry to me. It was just them beating us up. And it's nice to send that back the other way now, but I never felt that, you know, back and forth. Like, to me, it was still Miami growing up. Like, the two teams were very close in the every year, it seemed. They had that playoff matchup. It was big. You know, everyone, like a generation above me, like I said, Miami was still the team that they hated so much. So I'm glad that it's the Dolphins this weekend. It feels big. It feels like a big-time matchup. 803-0930 to join me here on WBEN with your thoughts on all of it. And just what a moment yesterday. The whole game in its entirety, what a moment. What a time to be together. I loved seeing just all the sights from the tailgates and everything before the game that was unlike anything I think I've really ever seen before. The images, the support, everyone trying to show their love for Damar Hamlin. And you could feel that the eyes of the country were on Buffalo. And we got that again, right? We were joined by Steve Roberts about an hour ago. And he started by saying, you know, just what happened there in Orchard Park yesterday. The game he was at. He was at the Washington game yesterday. And he said that's what everyone was thinking about, what everybody was talking about, was what was going on here in Buffalo. And you saw the pregame ceremony, the flags with the number 3 on it. The honoring the first responders, the people who saved this man's life. Getting onto the field. What's going to happen when they kick the ball? The question throughout the week, what is going to happen when that ball kicks off and these players have to turn from looking at somebody they're really close with in a life and death situation to, again, focusing and playing football? What's it going to look like when they kick the ball? And unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even cheer. I couldn't even cheer when it happened. I was so stunned. And it was unbelievable. What's going to happen when they kick the ball? They score a touchdown right away. The first play that the Bills have in a game since their teammate died on the field and was brought back to life. Run it in for a touchdown, and the place goes absolutely nuts. I mean, they'll send a chill down your spine. You saw the tears in the eyes of Sean McDermott, the head coach. The face on the players, it was a different type of reaction, right? If you were watching from home and you saw that on the sidelines, and normally that play happens, which the play normally doesn't happen, right? It's a rare thing now. 4 times in the league this year, happened twice for us in one game yesterday. The expression on the player's face, though, is usually like, yeah, like just excitement, like go, go, cheering. You saw it on the sideline, just this look of stunned disbelief. I can't believe this is happening. It was incredible. It was an incredible moment. And I'm wondering for you listening. Now, I said last week on this show, and I will stick to this, because generally this is my belief, but yesterday has this shaken. I said this last week on the show when we were talking about, you know, how does the team move forward? And, you know, a lot of people have different ideas. Well, okay, and then, you know, Damar Hamlin comes out and he's waving the flag and, you know, they go on to win the game and, you know, all this stuff. And I said, you know, life isn't a Hollywood script. I get uncomfortable when people just kind of want to put a fairy tale ending on every scenario. I mean, in some, you know, way I understand it. It's what we kind of do for comfort. In a lot of situations, an uncomfortable situation, and you write the narrative in your head. You play fantasy script writer, and you say, oh, this is how it turns out. And we do it all the time. Sports fans do it all the time, right? I hear, like, that's the start of the championship DVD. Like, that's if I'm crafting the movie in my head. Like, we all love a good narrative. And it is one of the fun parts of sports, is the narrative. I mean, think of the narrative of Buffalo, of the Bills, and what we were talking about a few years ago. For the first time since 1999, you know, they broke the drought. Like, that's a narrative. And I always want to say, like, well, I'm not going to predict what's going to happen based on the narrative that we all want. But man, yesterday, you're watching that game, you're seeing that moment. The first kick goes in for a touchdown. The Bills win. The great vibes that are there. And I want to know from you, 803-0930, to give me a call today. Do you believe in destiny? Do you believe in this notion that, and it doesn't have to be a sports thing, right? Do you believe in this notion of destiny? Because that's the feeling that I think if you were in the building, if you were watching from home, no matter where you are, I think that's the feeling that you had. You know, I mentioned being stunned at that first play. I can imagine you being stunned like me, like some of the players look like. And then I can also imagine, you know, you thinking, of course. Right? I mean, would that be the other reaction? You're either stunned or you go, of course that happened. Right? You would have sounded like Bills head coach Sean McDermott after the game.
To be honest with you, I thought before, in the days leading up to the game, wouldn't it be special if we could take that opening kickoff? And then when it happened, I was just like, respectfully, I wasn't surprised. I'm just by the way the week's gone. And then for that to happen, it was like, kind of like, you know, to God be the glory, number one. And then just like, what else, right? What else? Going into the game, a lot of unknowns, just not sure how the players are going to handle it. I feel like I had a pretty good control on how I was going to handle it, but, you know, you never know. Again, just because it was a new situation for us and we were all thinking of DeMar and his family. You know, then we come out with the first play there, and it's kind of surreal watching Naheem, you know, score. And then I was more concerned, I guess it's just coach speak, right, but more concerned about the next play and the ensuing three quarters and how that was going to, you know, be handled there.
So you heard, especially that first part, Sean McDermott just kind of saying, you know, what else? He almost wasn't surprised because he thought about it before. That, like, that would be the thing, right? You have all this emotion. That would be the destiny, right? You'd almost envision it. Almost like if you were writing that Hollywood script, that moment of destiny. Of course we were going to win that game. You know, of course it was going to happen in a certain way. Do you believe it as well? 803-0930. Part of what goes into this is, I get taken aback by it too sometimes. When we were talking with Steve Roberts, a political analyst, he's our guest on Mondays in the morning, and, you know, he opened by, you know, just saying, like, wow, Buffalo. And you see it all over. I mean, this morning on the national news, 7 o'clock, it's Buffalo. They're talking about what happened here yesterday. They're showing all across the NFL, right? You saw players come together. They're thinking of DeMar Hamlin. They're thinking about Buffalo. The shows of support everywhere. And I think you have a lot of people around the country who you would have said before that they're rooting for Buffalo, right? I feel like you would have said that before. I think still, you know, until we win, or at the very least make it to a Super Bowl, I think you still have a lot of people who look at Buffalo and say, yeah, I can root for them. You know, they never won it. Likeable team. But now you just have everybody, it seems, you know, kind of rallied behind what they're doing here. And does it feel like, I mean, do you get that feeling? Do you believe in a sense of destiny, of a sense of it has to be predetermined? In a sense of course, this is going to happen. I mean, just look at the lead up. Just look at everything that's happened in Buffalo. Like, of course, that something good is coming. I don't know if I go that far. You know, I say I want to stick with what I said last week. You know, life isn't the Hollywood script. It doesn't always have that perfect ending. But yesterday, man, yesterday has me shook. For sure. you know, seeing how emotional everyone was getting, seeing just the feeling, the way everyone's rallying around Buffalo and the way that that team responded on the field. And then, right, I mean, it gives and it takes. You know, it's not just the team responding to the fans and all the love everywhere, but the team does that, and then the fans' response everywhere to what happens. I don't know. It definitely had that vibe of destiny, if you ask me. And it kind of feels that way. And I wonder if people are feeling it heading into this week, heading into the playoffs, heading into, you know, everything that's ahead of the Bills, everything that's ahead of Buffalo. Like, are we destined for something good? You know, we're due, that's for sure. We're due, but are we destined? 803-0930. We'll turn to our text board this morning, where someone says, I want to believe in destiny, but I'm afraid to get my hopes up. Buffalo seems to have a curse on it. I feel like if you... It's almost in the same hand. If you believe in, you know, a curse, or if you believe in, like, this bad karma, or, you know, four straight Super Bowls they couldn't win, you know, nothing ever goes right. If you believe in that kind of stuff, that we're destined for failure, you'd have to believe in it the other way, wouldn't you? Doesn't it work the same? I don't know. To the phone, we'll go to John in Elma. John, do you believe in destiny or anything like this?
No, I think that every team sooner or later is going to win a Super Bowl, except maybe for Cleveland. But
so you believe in probability?
You know, well, yeah, but you know, in all honesty, Brian, I don't think people in Philadelphia or Minnesota or Kansas City or Cincinnati are rallying around Buffalo. And I'm just being a realist. I think they're rallying around their own teams.
I get what you're saying, John, to an extent, but I want to push back on that just a little bit. Like, I was in Cincinnati for that game, and before everything happened, there was this general feeling of, and you know, that's another good team, and we're talking about good teams. There was a general feeling of talking to all the fans there. Everyone was so nice, and everyone kind of had this, you know, hey, listen, I hope it's one of us. Like, if it's not us, I want it to be you guys. Like, I want it to be Buffalo. And I do think that there's that feeling, even in the, you know, the towns you mentioned, Philadelphia, you know, they're hoping they win the Super Bowl, obviously. But I think if it's not them, they're thinking, you know, I kind of hope it's Buffalo, if not us. And then the teams that have no shot, I think they're rallying around us, John.
Well, maybe.
But you don't believe in the destiny thing?
I think that this team will win a Super Bowl. I really do. I don't know if it'll be this year, but I do think this team will win a Super Bowl.
See, John, I'm almost, and thanks for the call, I'm almost the opposite of you. Like, I think doing that is very hard. Just because you have a good team doesn't really mean anything. I always say, like, look at Green Bay. You know, Green Bay won, that's now, what, 11, 12 years ago they won the Super Bowl last? And then, like, every year since, for the last decade, they've been saying about the Packers, right? Like, oh, they're the Super Bowl favorites. Like, they're going to win. They're going to be there. They got Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, it's going to happen. And then, you know, it doesn't. Because it's hard to do, and only one team wins every year. And, you know, there's no, like, it's like the lotto, right? You could say, you know, people love to say when you're talking about the lottery, oh, well, you know, you have your chances are 1 in 302 million of winning this Mega Millions jackpot. And then you'll have people say, well, I'm going to wait till somebody wins and then my chances will be a lot better when fewer people are playing, when it's back to 1 million instead of 1 billion. And, you know, what those people fail to realize is like, no. Your chances are still 1 in 302 million of winning. Like, it's just how the numbers work. Your chances of winning a Super Bowl are 1 in 32, like every year. That's how it works. I think it's very hard. Like, I would never say, well, they're going to win one just because they're really good. Like, it doesn't always happen. You might not even get to the Super Bowl. It's very hard to do. Luck. I mean, look what happened last year. Like, it was a great team. And just like, well, you thought you were on your way to the Super Bowl, and then 13 seconds later, you're not. You know, anything like that can happen. So I'm the opposite. And, you know, John here was saying that, well, I don't really believe in the destiny thing, but I just think that they will win a Super Bowl just because they're good. I'm the opposite. I won't say that they'll win a Super Bowl just because they're good. There's a lot of luck, a lot of everything involved. But what I saw yesterday kind of makes me think, I don't know, that maybe there's a little bit more than 1-32, or now 1-14, that they're going to win these games and get it done. That chill in your spine makes you feel a little bit different. What do you think? Do you believe in destiny? 803-0930. Brian Mazeroski, I'll be right back after the news on WBEN. Brian Mazeroski here with you for another half hour or so on WBEN. You'll hear from Joe later on this afternoon at 2. And, of course, David Bellavia coming up after 10 o'clock with the news with Randy. Do you believe in destiny? 803-0930. 803-0930. To join me here on WBEN, give me a call or send a text at 803-0930. And I ask because of what happened yesterday and just kind of this general feeling around Buffalo and Western New York. There's a togetherness, right? You feel, what happened a week ago tonight, I think, it's cliche to say, well, it brings people together. You know, why? Why does it bring people together? I think it makes you, you know, watching that happen on the field, the uncertainty of it, when you see something like that and it is close to you in whatever way, you know, in this sense, it's close to us because it's happening to this team that we watch every week, that we talk about all the time, that's such a big part of the community. You know, it makes you think a little bit differently just about life. You know, it gives you a reminder of how easily everything can be taken away. And when you have that fresh in your head, I think it's harder to, you know, look at other people and treat them poorly or, you know, be angry at somebody or look for a fight of some kind. I think that's, you know, that sense of togetherness we've had here. I mean, if it wasn't last Monday, it was the blizzard before. It was the attack on us before. There's been no shortage of reminders of that throughout Buffalo. And I think that's really, you know, brought us together. If not physically, I just think in the way that's kind of strengthened that idea that it's good to be nice. It's worthwhile to kind of lend a helping hand or to be understanding of other people. And that feeling, I think, was felt before the game last night, the pregame ceremony. You heard Sal Capaccio talk about it with us this morning when he joined us. You can hear that, all of our interviews, by the way, at WBEN.com in the podcast tab. But he was talking about on the sidelines of, you know, people who hadn't seen each other in a week or so, and the mood was different. It was people talking to him, say, hey, how are you doing? Are you doing all right? How are you feeling? People checking up on, you know, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad you're here. Happy to be with each other. That's the kind of feeling that something scary or a tragedy evokes in us. And you see that if you're here, but you're also seeing that if you're not here. And I mentioned before in the first segment, you don't have to look far. You know, we have on all the shows this morning, you know, flipping throughout the TV, Good Morning America, the Today Show, you know, nationally, there, and, you know, the sports shows, of course, the first thing they're showing is what's happening in Buffalo. And not just, you know, when you're watching SportsCenter, they're not just showing the play, right? They're not just showing a kickoff return on the first play back, you know, this amazing moment. They're not just showing what's on the field. They're showing, right, the fans, everybody getting together. They're showing what surrounded the game. And it has people rooting for Buffalo. It has people thinking about Buffalo. And so I'm asking, if destiny, you know, was on your mind at all yesterday or the past couple of days, or if you believe in it to begin with. 803-0930, because it felt like destiny yesterday. I mean, you listened to Josh Allen after the game.
I really appreciate the leadership that we have in this organization from top to bottom. Everybody was there for each other. You know, we were there for DeMar. I mean, our spirits have been high ever since Thursday morning, you know, when we got the news. So just wanted to come out and play free, play loose, play for him. And that first, obviously the first kickoff, and you couldn't have scripted any better, man. Like, that one was pretty emotional.
Coming straight up the middle to the 20, cuts it back at the 25. He's got an alley down the right sideline to the 40, 50, down to the 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Nyheim Hines, 96 yards.
It was just spiritual, and I was going around and I was going around my team and saying, God's real. Like, you can't draw that one up, write that one up any better. And I was just told by Kevin Kearns, it's been 3 years and 3 months. Since the last kickoff return, so it's pretty cool.
You heard it there. I mean, it sounds like he believes in it. Sean McDermott.
To be honest with you, I thought before, in the days leading up to the game, wouldn't it be special if we could take that opening kickoff? And then when it happened, I was just like, respectfully, I wasn't surprised. I'm just by the way the week's gone. And then for that to happen, it was like, kind of like, you know, to God be the glory, number one. And then just like, what else, right? What else?
Almost, he wasn't surprised because it had to be an act of divine intervention. It was meant to be yesterday. I mean, is it meant to be the rest of the way? How do you look at this? And do you believe in destiny? I want to be, you know, up front. I'm not quite there. I'm only bringing this up because of yesterday. I said last week, life isn't a storybook. Not everything has a fairy tale ending. It certainly did yesterday. It's not over yet, though. 803-0930. On our text board this morning, you know, somebody says it's not destiny. It's more their track record and what always happens. I don't believe in that either. I can imagine people listening saying, oh, what do you believe in? But the track record thing, you know, what always happens? Oh, it's, you know, same old Bills, same old. You can never really say that. I don't know. I guess if you're like a Cleveland Browns fan, you might feel a little bit different. But like the teams are so different. It's different people all the time. You know, can I look at 13 seconds last year and say like, well, of course, because it's the Bills and wide right and, you know, everything. The playoff drought. I mean, those are like, it's a whole different organization than it was back then. So that can't be a track record. They're all different people. I mean, the uniform's the same, sure, but everything else is completely different. So I don't really buy the, you know, it's a track record, it's the Bills, you know, it always happens. That's the curse thing. And if you believe in the curse thing, I think you have to believe in the other thing, right? That it's like a team of destiny moment. And everyone likes to have that. I mean, that's what the sports movies are made of, right? That's Miracle, the Miracle on Ice. You watch that movie, and it's like every step of the way. I mean, it made it seem like it was their destiny to beat the Soviets and win gold. You know? It's their destiny to overcome the obstacle and, you know, win something for a greater cause. To achieve something that's going to bring some sort of closure or much-needed relief to people. Like, that's the movie. Yesterday, I mean, man, it played to the script, but does it continue? Do you believe? To the text board again, someone saying people feel hopeless. This brought them together. I love that the Bills do that. I love that we have this thing. I talked about this with the Queen. If you remember this, when the Queen died over in the UK, and I said, I took a step back and I said, you know what? For as much as I will poke fun at, you know, them still having a monarchy and, you know, all this stuff and just the ridiculousness of it all. I mean, you're watching this, all this royal soap opera play out, the book, and, you know, he's all over the place. Escape Britain to get away from the media, to come to North America and be all over the media. Anyways, but I remember after the Queen died, you know, kind of saying, look, I wish we had like some sort of queen. You know, because what does the Queen do or did over in Britain? It, you know, things can be crazy politically. Things can, you know, people disagree with each other vehemently over many different things, all aspects of life. But they kind of rally together over their figurehead. You know, they rally together over the Queen. You know, it's this one, like, sense of stability. You know, things might change. Your prime minister might last 36 hours. But the Queen will always be there. You know, you'll always have this to kind of steer the ship. Even if we're not doing anything, you know, you can look and, eh, you know, they know what they're doing. They're heading in the right direction. And I said that, you know, then, like, Josh Allen is our queen. In a way. He's like the one guy that everybody, doesn't matter where you're from in the area, doesn't matter what you think politically or any other way, like, everyone likes this guy. And you can rally behind him. And it's not, you know, after looking at the past week, it's not really Josh Allen, it's more just the Bills. The Bills are our queen. Like, the Bills are the one thing that everyone kind of gets together around. You go and gather around the Bills when you're watching football, when you're at a party, when you're thinking about this or that. You're not talking about all these things that divide you. You're focused on the thing that brings you all together. And that's the Bills, our queen, the Bills. And I love that. I love that about this team and about Western New York. And you saw it yesterday that it was an opportunity for everyone to kind of come together, right? And it would have been the first home game, not just since this past Monday and everything. It's the first home game since the blizzard, since all these other things that have kind of put us through a lot as a community, to come together and see each other in person, to ask how you're doing, to, you know, be that thing to rally around in the community that a politician can't bring you anymore in this day and age, that, you know, there's not really a symbol for anymore, and that you have the Bills to kind of do that. And to give you the moment yesterday was absolutely incredible. So you heard it from the coach. You heard it from some of the players there. They were believing in, you know, some sort of destiny yesterday after that happened. But what a play. What a way to start that game. And I don't, you know, you might make a believer out of me. Someone on the text board again. I'm cautiously optimistic about it. I think, you know, when it comes to the football and on the field, right, you're, that's how most people are, cautiously optimistic. I say all the time, like, I'm happy. I expect them to get out of the first round of the playoffs, but everything after that is, you know, anything can happen in any game. I feel like you can never go into a season expecting a team to win the Super Bowl or expecting them to make the Super Bowl. You never know what's going to happen. Crazy stuff happens, you know, in one game. Yeah, to set, you know, that kind of goal is, I don't think you can do it. But win or lose, the team is there and you have the moment and you have the thing to rally around. And that's what's been really important in Western New York over the past, you know, months. I mean, really throughout this entire season. You heard from the commissioner. He was here, Roger Goodell, doing a lot of interviews before the game, including over on GR, saying people here are tough. It's people who want to do the right thing all the time. They don't feel sorry for themselves. They get out and get after it. And I admire that so much. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way after the past few months. That's the attitude. You get out there and you get after it. So what you saw from the Bills, they got out there, they got after it. After watching what they saw a week ago, it's what the city did. The people, shovels, snowblowers getting out there, getting after it, helping out neighbors. We were talking with Del Reed last week at around this time, helping dig out parts of Western New York that were still buried. I don't know, fun time. Has you kind of thinking about that storybook stuff. Anyways, and, you know, for all the coming together and, you know, a reminder to treat people nicely, to be kind. I think that's what I always try and take from this. For all of that and the talk that we were just having, man, I want to bury the Dolphins like 100-0. Like, nothing would make me happier. When you, sometimes you want to see a really good game. I was like that, you know, last week before the what was supposed to be the Monday Night Football game. Like, yeah, I kind of hope we see one of these all-timers back and forth, you know, tight game, high scoring at the end. Like, sometimes you want to see that. You're like, ah, it would be great to have this great game. And then sometimes you just want to beat the heck out of somebody and just keep on going and keep on going. That's what I want this Sunday, because it's the Dolphins. Kindly, of course. Nothing personal. Just, you know, want to beat the heck out of your team. One last look in our text board, 803-0930. Someone saying, I have a friend who lives in Florida, a big Miami fan, but if they don't win, he's rooting for the Bills. You know, kind of to that point that the Bills are America's team right now. You feel the country backing the Bills, if not their own team. Somebody else saying the Bills could win 5 Super Bowls in a row. It would be great, but it wouldn't match yesterday. I'm wondering how you might laugh at that, but there is a point to that. The Bills win the Super Bowl, it won't be at the Ralph. You know, it won't be in Orchard Park when the Bills win the Super Bowl. I mean, the party will be back here, but you won't have that feeling of just a stadium full of people like rallying, just pushing for this one thing, and then the jubilation when it happens. You won't have that necessarily. It won't be quite the same if or when the Bills win the Super Bowl. Like, that feeling from yesterday, if you were there, Like, that's going to be a tough one to... That's going to be a tough one to do. That's an all-timer. That's an all-timer. If you were at the stadium yesterday, that's, you're not going to forget that, and there's probably not a moment in the near future that's really going to be able to compare all the emotion behind it, and then, boom, what happened on the first play. Well, anyways, I want to thank everyone for hanging out with me all throughout the morning, and I'll be back here bright and early, 5 a.m. tomorrow, with the full usual crew here getting you ready for the day. We got David coming up next after the news, Joe Beamer after that, in for Tom today, and I hope everyone has a good one. Going to be a fun week approaching 10 o'clock on WBEN.